Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of freedom from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. Well, coming up this week on Gun for Hire Radio, we've got a very graphic 911 phone call of a violent home invasion taking place. Anthony's going to be critiquing that call in our learning segment, but I want to warn you, parents, it is graphic. So keep the kiddies away during that segment. We'll warn you just ahead.
Wake me when we get to that segment.
All righty.
So, listen, this is the last week the NRA petitions are down at the Woodland Park Range. If you want to come down and show your support for Scott Bach and Joe DeBurgolis, if you're a voting member of the NRA, which is a life member or been a member for 5 years or more, and you get a ballot, these guys need to get renominated because they are supporters of the cause, one from New York, one from New Jersey, and they are personal friends of mine. On another note, I ran for an NRA seat last year. I wasn't endorsed by the NRA. I ran on petition only. And for the past 3 or 4 years, I've been on the education and training committee of the NRA, which is a freebie appointment thing, and I go and give input.
You say that as if it's in the past.
Well, yes. I just got a letter on behalf of President James Porter II. I would like to take this opportunity to express appreciation for your past committee service, blah, 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 blah. And I was not reappointed. Inside Info told me I wasn't reappointed because I ran.
Because you ran.
Under the antagonistic platform. And I also asked for people to bullet vote for me, which is frowned upon by the NRA.
Oh, I see.
So if you're not a life member, a voting member of the NRA, become one within the next year. Because next year this time, I'm running again on petition. And I would like to get everybody's support. And I'd like to get that extra 12,000 votes I needed to get back on the board. So I can go on and have another vocal Jersey voice, battleground voice, inner city voice for the NRA. So that's the real reason why I wasn't reappointed. This is all a bunch of bullshit. They just don't want me there because they're afraid I'm going to
open your mouth,
screw up with the status quo.
Yeah, right.
Eat your rubber chicken and have a nice day.
Right.
Bullshit, I'm not doing it. Couple of things. For you people that listen to our show from out of state, we're in West Paterson, a.k.a. Woodland Park, and right next to us is the city of Paterson, which is a high crime rate inner city. It's also one of the top three, Muslim and Islamic enclaves in the country. And people don't really know, but Colt had a manufacturing facility in Paterson. And the Wall Street Journal just did an article. Sandy had sent me this. The NRA Museum did a whole article about Sam Colt and the Colt Paterson revolver.
Yeah.
Correct. And, you know, this was at the time when the pepper box shooters were out and the Colt Paterson was the first revolving cylinder around one barrel. And so there's a lot of history. And the old Colt Museum is still standing, the old Colt factory, and there's a little museum there, too.
Oh, really? In Paterson?
Yes, in Paterson.
Wow. I didn't know.
And it's amazing. Like that and, you know, Elizabeth Singer sewing machines and Newark and Jersey City made Civil War uniforms and, you know, rifles and everything. And we're in a state.
Fighting just to be able to keep a 15-round magazine.
We can't have a slingshot. We can't have a freaking slingshot in the state of New Jersey.
Such rich history in this swampland.
Now, what about the revenge killing, Sandy, that took place in New Jersey the press didn't seem to cover, right?
Yeah, it's funny how it was absent from pretty much everything else. But a 29-year-old Ali Mohammed Brown apparently killed a 19-year-old West Paterson man because he was doing a revenge killing for the war.
In the Middle East.
In the Middle East.
Yeah, Ali Muhammad Brown described his murder as a just kill and said it was an act of vengeance meant to compensate for U.S. military killings in the Middle East, okay?
Meanwhile,
Shot
four people.
And he killed all four, I'm sorry.
Yes, he did. He killed all four.
He's being held in Newark waiting extradition to Washington State. He's a devout Muslim opposed to U.S. intervention overseas, especially Iraq. You know, last week I talked about David Cameron's statements, but here's our paradox. David Cameron, the Prime Minister of the UK, spoke very strong, but they really have nothing to back them.
Mm-hmm.
Our president, who speaks weak, has everything to back it.
Right.
So it's all a waste of time. And Obama's getting a lot of pressure right now for not having a plan. Did you see what he blamed it? He blamed it on social media and Twitter. He said that the world has always been in this much chaos, but social media makes it look worse.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's the way it happens.
That's his answer.
The headings all over the place.
So see, if the press would cover it less and social media would perpetuate it less. Listen, social media is saving people like us that have strong libertarian values because the truth prevails now.
Right. Can you believe anything that you hear on the news anymore?
Mainstream media? As Ainsley would say, lamestream media?
Yeah.
Nothing.
You've got 11 jet planes that disappeared from Libya, but then all of a sudden, they just reappeared.
And what's more important, Joan Rivers passing. I mean, bless her soul, 81 years old, she passed, but that's more important than what's going on. Second beheading by another journalist, the U.S., probably the same English guy, a radical Islamic guy, because he's left-handed, wearing the black coat and cape and everything.
And you've got this guy, Ali Mohammed Brown, who murdered this kid, in West Orange, which is a pretty decent suburb. It's not a high-crime area at all. And at this very same time, the feds can't find 6,000 students who are here from troubled areas, let's put it that way, on student visas. They lost track of them.
6,000 foreigners on student visas that could do us harm just disappeared.
Just disappeared, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's not a problem at all.
They just disappeared, and we're not supposed to worry about that. We're supposed to focus on Robin Williams and Joan Rivers and,
giving our guns back.
Of course, we're not giving our guns back, okay?
No.
I saw an article the other day. There's more hunters in this country than there is in any other standing army in the world.
Are you serious?
Correct. Man? Yeah, we have more hunters in the United States than any standing army in the world.
Well, we do have a pretty big country, but that's still a pretty cool statistic.
It's still pretty cool. Yeah, they got to know that, too. But, with our borders wide open in Mexico, what are we up to?
Yeah, what's going on right now? What is pouring over the border that we don't know about? Everybody, ISIS, ISIL, whatever, whatever.
Obama says ISIL. The rest of the world says ISIS.
Yeah.
He says ISIL not to disrespect them.
You don't want to disrespect your enemy.
Because that's how he rolls.
Yeah.
And it's really the press across the board is starting to attack him for his aloofness in handling of everything.
He's always on time for a tea time.
Listen, talking about New Jersey and everything that's going on, what about this gun trafficking New Jersey?
Well, the problem with gun trafficking is that a federal crime?
Federal. That's why the sentences are so lenient compared to Jersey crimes like Shaneen Allen.
Yeah, you got Shaneen Allen, who was in the state for wrong place, wrong time. She didn't realize that her Pennsylvania carry permit did not cover her in the state of New Jersey, where we are behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. And she faces the same, prison time and punishment as actual drug traffickers who were caught.
You know what's funny? You talk about this article said gun trafficking is a huge problem in New Jersey, according to state law enforcement officials. Well, over the past 2 years, according to the Office of the AG, more than 100 shitbags have been indicted for trafficking more than 200 illegal guns into and within New Jersey. Now, Eli Honig, who's the director of Division of Criminal Justice, said that it was announced Tuesday that 5 men in North Jersey were indicted on charges related to illegally trafficking 11 guns, including 2 stolen handguns and a sawed-off shotgun. Okay, the weapons were allegedly transported to Newark from North Carolina. And Honig noted that illegally owned firearms make up the vast majority of crimes that occur on New Jersey streets.
Yeah,
it's
so what
not
is that,
our legal
what
guns.
What does that say then, right?
Okay.
Then why is the battle in the State House in Trenton against legal gun owners and legal guns?
Because A, the ultimate is confiscate, confiscate, confiscate.
Right, correct.
But B, as Knappen would say, it's easier to catch us and prosecute us, the low-hanging fruit, than go after the shitbag.
Because when we get prosecuted, our entire posse does not go and hunt down the prosecutor's family.
Correct.
Which is what he's afraid of, so that's why they don't prosecute MS-13, Latin Kings, Bloods, Crips, and so on.
So listen to what Eli Honig said also. He said, violent street gangs are major consumers, so to speak, of this type of gun, he said. People who intend to use guns in connection with drug trafficking and crimes and robberies are, by and large, not going to use guns that they've probably registered in their own name.
Does Loretta, he listen to our show?
Loretta, yeah. Brian Miller, yeah. Can you hear us
yeah.
here?
Right.
But here's
this is
the
your
thing.
Guy.
These guys
this.
Will plea bargain and under federal
Absolutely.
Sentencing guidelines
yeah.
will not do more than 2 to 3 years in jail.
Right.
And Shanine Allen will do 3.5 years in jail.
Yeah, 3.5 to 10.
Okay. Okay, 3.5 to 10 years yep. in jail. So you tell me what the problem mm-hmm. is. How about having a law, get caught trafficking illegal guns, life without parole?
How about
that? This is where you want to have mandatory sentencing
right.
for something like this.
Right. And because, I think that's what the law was intended to do when
correct.
It was first enacted.
Correct. Well, and it was also the prosecutorial discretion mm. to offer Shanine Allen pretrial
yes,
intervention.
It was.
Maybe he'll offer these shitbags PTI,
well,
like he
in,
did
it,
Ray Rice.
Was it in his county, Atlanta County, or was it in Cumberland County?
Ray Rice?
No, the where they caught these guys.
This was Cumberland County.
It was Cumberland County.
But, yeah, he'll give them PTI because, you know, they were on their way to, you know, school, Catholic school or something.
Yeah, it's such when they weren't trafficking drugs,
it's such
they
a
were on their way to Catholic
bullshit.
School.
Bullshit. You know, New Jersey suffers from one of the highest violent crime rates in the nation.
Absolutely.
Okay? But
Absolutely.
I read it, and I was, like, amazed that we have to deal with this all of the time. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a lot of input because we're going to be giving Fourth Amendment bag tags. If you're not a member of ANJRPC, for $40 a year, you can become a member, an associate member, and you get our newsletter, news and briefs, every 2 months. But in the year-end edition, Knappen and I teamed up again. Last year, we gave our get-out-of-jail card, the closest thing you'll get to a carry permit in the state of New Jersey. This year, we're giving a two-sided bag tag that goes on your range bag. It doesn't scream gun. By the way.
No, not at all.
And it also has our business cards on it, and it has transportation rights for the state of New Jersey for handguns, and it also has nap and sack, silent, ask for attorney, and do not consent to a search for your rights. But the bag tag says, I do not consent to the search of this bag, okay? Fourth Amendment protected. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. If your friend is driving to the range and a cop pulls you over and says to your friend, mind if I look around, and he gives them consent to search, mm-hmm. your bag is not included in that.
Ah, because it's got a tag on it.
It's got a tag on it.
This is exempt.
And this is what we're going to be giving out.
Sweet.
Fourth Amendment protection bag tag to everyone who's a member of ANJRPC. These probably will be available at Woodland Park Range for a cost after we give out the initial free ones in ANJRPC. So, they're going to be a couple of bucks each, like $3 a piece, 2 for $5 for anybody that wants them after the issue has been depleted. So if you're not a member of ANJRPC,
save yourself $5. Join.
Join now. Mention Gun for Hire Radio.
Yeah.
And get your news and briefs delivered to you. When the winter, the year-end edition comes out, Knappen and I have the centerfold every year. I have the centerfold every year. We share the centerfold at the end of the year, and we have a goodie to give away. So do not call ANJRPC and ask for one now. Don't go up to the Cherry Ridge Range and look for one. People have been doing that. They're not available yet. The issue comes out in late November, early December. But join ANJRPC.org today for $40, and you'll be able to get your Fourth Amendment range bag tag.
And can they go right on the website to join ANJRPC?
Yes, ANJRPC.org. Mention Gun for Hire Radio when you join.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange Gun Law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And we're back. This segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suite, montvilleoffice.com. Ron Sousa has a beautiful facility. Now he has a 70-seat meeting room with all the electronic goodies in it. For as little as $59 a month, you can have a professional presence and get out of the local coffee shop with your business. If you need it for just meetings and events, or you need it for a party, or you need to rent something every month to meet clients, they'll do it all for you. They have a kitchen, kitchenette, secretary, mail drop. They do billing. They do contract reviews. You name it. You have to check it out. MontvilleOffice.com online. He is graciously allowing Citizens for Safer New Jersey to run a Refuse to be a Victim class in early October, and he's graciously allowing the Second Amendment women to have a class there as well. And I will be there at both of those classes. Of course, I strong-armed him to doing it, but you don't need to strong-arm Ron into doing anything that is pro-Second Amendment.
Ron has been a sponsor of this program right from the beginning.
Correct. So please extend a courtesy and let Ron know. Send him an email. Let your friends and family know. Listen, if you know anybody that's working out of their house, cut and paste the link of MontvilleOffice.com and send it to him. Let them go check it out. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility. It has three major highways running right through it. He's in southern Morris County.
It's a beautiful.
It's literally 7 miles from our facility here. We rent 2,000 square foot or 1,600 square foot of office space from him, where we have accounting and bookkeeping and all our ATF paperwork and everything. We keep it up there nice and neat and clean. So Ron is the man, as well as his dog, Luna. Now, Knappen has brought this up numerous times, and I want to bring this up as well. On August 1st, 2013, the House Judiciary Committee, federal government, the House, Assemblyman Richard Nugent, not related to Ted Nugent, introduced H.R. 2959 again. Google H.R. 2959. It's the National Right to Carry Reciprocity Act of 2013. It was introduced. So it's banging around. It's still in Congress, but we should tell our congressmen and women that we want this to be supported. Is it written up perfect? No, but the co-sponsor list is from Georgia, Texas, Oregon, Texas, Utah, North Carolina, Maine, New York, Minnesota, West Virginia, Nevada, PA, Kentucky, Texas, Michigan, Minnesota, Florida, Utah, Tennessee, Louisiana, Texas, Indiana, Texas, Alabama, California, Michigan, West Virginia, Texas, Louisiana, Ohio, North Carolina, Colorado. I don't want to go on. There's about 70, 80, 90 of our assemblymen and women that signed on for this.
Here's my question, though.
What?
Anyone from New Jersey?
Let me see. New York has five.
Five from New York.
Yes. Texas has 24.
California.
Wyoming has a one. Washington State has one. New Mexico has one. Montana and Maryland have one. Alaska has one. New Jersey has zero that have signed on,
so
obviously.
Maryland has
Maryland has one that signed on.
So Maryland, New York, and California.
Yes.
Three ultra, ultra liberal states.
Correct.
What does that make New Jersey?
Way out there.
My God.
We should be pushed in the ocean. So
if the legislators had our way, they would push us into the ocean. You know that damn well.
This bill has legs, ladies and gentlemen. We're also approaching soon. Obama will be a lame duck before we know it. This is something that we all need to get behind, even if it's flawed, as Knappen says, because under the 14th Amendment, equal protection, even if New Jersey couldn't carry in New Jersey, imagine if we couldn't carry in New Jersey, but we can carry in 49 other states.
Right.
But 49 other states can carry in New Jersey.
Yeah.
First of all, Brian Miller would jump out a window. But this
That'd
is something.
Worth it just to say that.
Correct. But let me just read the summary to you. It's only one paragraph. Amends the federal criminal code to authorize a person who's carrying a valid government-issued ID document containing that person's photograph and a valid permit to carry a concealed firearm in one state and who is not prohibited from possessing, transporting, shipping, or receiving a firearm under federal law to possess or carry a concealed handgun other than a machine gun or destructive device in another state in accordance with the restrictions of that state. This would have kept Shanine Allen out of trouble and
Absolutely.
So many other people that have gotten in trouble. So it's H.R. 2959. This is something that we need to get behind. We need to reinitiate mm-hmm. this bill. Yeah. So I want everybody, all of our listeners, to spread the word. H.R. 2959, we should contact our representatives. We should contact the sponsor, Nugent, and ask him to get this rolling. I would love to see this on the House floor in 2015.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
You know, again, with the focus on the Middle East and Joan Rivers passing away, a bill like this could be attached to some kind of welfare bill, like the National Parks Carry Bill was attached or something. Mm. And a bill like this might actually turn into a law. Don't think it can't happen with 44 states issuing carry permits. It can happen, okay? It definitely can happen. So please, please, please get behind this and support it, okay? Excuse me. Did I just burp? No, that wasn't me.
Winston.
I have some letters I wanted to discuss, Sandy. First one comes from Carl. He didn't give a last name. Thank you, Carl. Dear Anthony, I listen to your show every week, and it helps making living in New Jersey bearable. Thanks for all you and Sandy do. With regard to our governor, Chris Christie, not being able to intercede until Miss Allen is convicted, I offer the following. As you know, New Jersey is the mother of backroom deals and dirty politics. Since the Atlantic County prosecutor is appointed and serves to the pleasure of the governor and his AG, there is no reason why a phone call cannot be made that informs the prosecutor that this case should either be dropped or pleaded down to an insignificant charge. Well, here's the problem, Carl. It's past that now.
Yeah.
Okay, because mm-hmm. the prosecutor denied pretrial right. intervention, and now it's going to trial.
Right.
We would love to do that. Christie can't do anything until she's convicted, and then he could commute her sentence like he did with Brian Aiken. The other thing is also it should be our position not to beg for one-time merciful end to Miss Allen's dilemma so that the injustice can occur again and again to other unsuspecting citizens with New Jersey, but to use her case as an example of why the current law should be changed. Carl, that's why we have to support 2959, because the mm-hmm. law won't be changed in New Jersey.
Yeah, it never will be.
The no. law has to be changed. The law has to be changed in all 50 yeah. states in a federal law.
And New Jersey has to be lagging behind.
Correct, because it's 44 states over. Against six.
Right.
Right now in New Jersey, you see no one signed on to 2959, Carl, so forget it. Carl sent an eloquent letter to Governor Christie, which Christie will definitely get back to him, too, by the way, because he's like that. Another one from Jim DiGiulio. He sent a letter off to Christie asking for, you know, changes and build our make our streets safer in the state of New Jersey with gun-free zones and everything. Thank you for your support, Jules. When you come back, I got another letter I want to talk about from William Dalpy. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit.
Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com, Waldorf Chiropractic on Facebook. Had two customers in here last night, Mr. and Mrs. Rose. They both go to Dr. Eric and they're members of the range. They live down in the Bridgewater area. Like I said, for our faithful listeners on the show, please support those who support us. We are looking for select sponsors. If you have an alarm or closed-circuit camera company, if you have a company with that chiropractic that can help people, you know, improve their
anything that's shooting-related,
eye doctor, whatever, we're getting really a lot, and we turned down a lot of national and corporate stuff, but we want local supports because we want those to support us, and we want to spend our money where it's supported.
Right, and it can be national as long as it is Second Amendment related, and you're not going to pull your sponsorship because there's a mass shooting someplace, and you got a phone call from someone saying that they're not coming to your donut chain anymore because. You know, because someone was shot and you're sponsoring Gun for Hire Radio. We're very, very selective over who we pull in. And we appreciate everybody who's been contacting us, but a lot of the businesses just don't fit right.
So let us know. Just email talkback at Gun for Hire Radio, and we'll let you know. Listen, if you're talking about battleground states and national right to carry and stuff, this comes from William Dalpy from Patriot Firearms School and Self-Defense. Anthony, I really need to thank you for mentioning Massachusetts and many other non-free states in your show. You are right. We are all in this together no matter where we live in our great nation. I'm having a debate with the tool Paul Merkel. He constantly bashes 2A advocates in the non-free states, and when I politely and professionally brought this to his attention, he sent me a link to U-Haul and told me to move. I would love to punch this guy in the face. I then ripped
into
him.
We're not advocating violence.
No. Can't wait to meet you in November. He's coming here for NRA Training Council workshop in November. Thank you, William. We say this all the time. Sandy says all the time, what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
Absolutely.
Us six major battleground states against the 44 states that recognize the Second Amendment and our right to self-defense. We have to stick to it together. And you guys out there in the 44 other states, you have to support us in our cause because we'd love to turn it into 45 states.
Yeah.
And then 46 states.
Correct.
Until there's none standing.
Yes.
Okay? We don't want it to go 43, 42, 41.
Right.
That's how the Democrats wanted to happen. Yeah, that's absolutely why they want to make all the illegal immigrants, yeah, Democrats, registered Democrats. I mean, citizens. I'm sorry. Did I say registered Democrats?
Yes. They're trying to turn Texas red. Turn Texas blue, and it is already turning purple in
Correct.
Many of the cities.
Governor Jerry Brown in California just said he welcomes all of the illegal aliens there, and he will make them
Good.
All citizens.
Excellent. Wonderful.
On the left coast,
Go
a.k.a.
right ahead.
The land of fruits
yeah.
and nuts.
Yes. And what's going to happen when California just completely falls apart fiscally? You know, do you turn to people who are taking from the system and not giving to the system?
Or? California should be broken into 4 to 6 states,
yeah,
by the way. It's
yeah.
way too big way and unwieldy.
Big. Way too big.
I got an email from Raul. I got to read this one to you. This is great. Hey, Mr. Calandro. My name is Raul, and I'm a faithful Gun for Hire radio listener. I met him last week. He asked me where Winston was. I recently visited your range this past weekend. I've been there twice before, but I've always gone alone. This past Saturday, I went with my fiancée, Melanie. This was her first time at a range, and I just want to thank you and your staff for making this experience for her extremely comfortable. I'll admit she was a little on edge about the whole firearm world, but after Saturday, she wants to return and is even talking about applying for her FID. She even picked up a lipstick bodyguard for her and my twin sister. The 25-yard range on Saturday was a little on the crowded side, and after waiting for about 10 minutes, you personally upgraded us to your 50-yard range, and I am most grateful for your professional hospitality. I want to thank you and the staff for everything, and even though we don't live in a free state, I really believe through your voice and Sandy's voice, we could make a difference. Take care, and thanks again. P.S. Long live the Derringer. Okay? Thank you, Raul. By the way, I passed your email to my entire staff to let them know that it doesn't go without being noticed when we're busy here on a Saturday. But what you did by bringing Melanie here to a range like mine that is so female and family friendly, you've turned the corner with her. And, you know, Sandy always says everybody should introduce one mm-hmm. to shooting and convert one. And that's what you just did with Melanie.
Yeah.
Even if she's not big on guns, she should get an FID card because our politicians look and see how many
FID cards around.
Of
yeah.
us, right. you know, of us serfs have
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
But that's a beautiful thing. And I get accolades like this all the time, Sandy, you know, because an article is going to be done for Shooting Industry Magazine about me. And the editor, assistant editor, came in to do the article yesterday. I won't say his name or anything until it comes out. But he's a secret shopper for the National Shooting Sports Foundation. And he's literally gone to hundreds of ranges. Mm. And he writes an article reviewing and critiquing anonymously. He says to me that this is the nicest range he's ever been to.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Without
I mean, Masad Ayoub said that too,
yeah.
but
Without a doubt.
To have this industry magazine say that, and he's writing an article similar to Ayoub's about behind enemy lines, how do you operate in a state like New Jersey?
Yeah.
He believes that a range like mine replicated could have a messiah type
yeah.
effect
yeah.
across the country.
I agree.
Because I consider this a family entertainment
yes.
center and
yes.
not a gun range.
You've talked about that since the beginning of time, since you and I have been together. And it, you know, I am so happy to see your dream come about. And more, you know, even more than just because from a personal standpoint to see it happen, but from a standpoint of what it does for all of us. To the fact that exactly what Raul experienced, you can actually bring a woman here. Women feel comfortable. You see it just by walking the hallways any day of the week, especially on the weekends when it gets very, very busy, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday like that, where you see so many young women and young men, but
and kids,
but a lot of young women bringing their kids, families coming to a place that would make Brian Miller jump off of a bill.
And we break this stereotype. Here's what happened with Raul and Melanie. She's thinking about getting her firearms ID card, right? You talk about this all the time. Even if she doesn't become pro-gun, if we make her neutral in this fight,
yes,
that's
correct.
A win.
Correct.
A neutral
correct.
Is a win.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Correct.
When she leaves, you're going, boy, they weren't Duck Dynasty people and they
yeah.
weren't SWAT
yeah.
people,
yeah.
you know, no, et cetera,
had
et cetera.
Their, right, exactly, right.
This is what we want. We want to even convert them neutral. We'll take
yes.
it.
Yes, okay? Neutral is better than anti. All right, when we come back, we're going to go directly into that 911 phone call. So parents out there, if you're listening with your kids, it is a very graphic call. So maybe you want to put your hands over their ears or ask them to step out.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Hello, 911.
Can you please help me? Somebody's trying to get my house.
What are they doing?
They tied my front door and my side door, and now they're trying to break in my back door.
Okay, stay on line with me. I've already got off the starter. Do not hang up, okay?
All right, I have a gun in my hand. I'm terrified.
Okay. I've got officers already on the way. I'm going to keep you on the phone until the officers get there, okay? You said that they're trying the back gate now?
I think they're in the back now.
Okay, so first the front
door. Somebody's
in
the back and on my porch.
Someone's on your porch?
Please hurry, please.
Okay, ma'am, they're coming out there as fast as they can. Can you see anybody? I'm not asking you to look, but did you see anyone? Like, are there any open
windows? No, somebody's banging on my Arcadia door.
Okay, are you expecting anybody?
No.
Okay.
There's no vehicles out front of my driveway. No, somebody's walking around on my back porch.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to keep you on the phone until the officers get there, okay? Do not hang up. We have got a lot of officers out there.
It just broke in.
It just broke?
Yeah, they broke my
door. Okay, yeah, I've got them coming out there. They're coming out as fast as they can. Have you heard any voices?
No, they're coming in right now.
Okay. Okay, tell me if you see them. Tell me what they look like, how many of them are, whether they're men, women.
I just saw one.
Just saw one? Okay, did you see a person, or did you see, like, the shadow of a person?
I see. Glenn, hurry. They're coming in right now, please, please, please.
Yeah, they're coming out as fast as they can. I promise you, they're coming out there as fast as they can. I've got a lot of officers responding. And I'm, as everything you're telling me, I'm typing, and the dispatch is giving it to them immediately. They're getting all this information.
They're breaking out my window.
Are you in your bedroom, or?
I'm in my bathroom.
Okay. Yeah, they're coming out as fast as they can. I've got a lot of officers responding. Is there an alley behind your house?
Yeah.
You back up to the canal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need to answer anything. I'm gonna stay on the line with you, okay?
Yes. What
happened?
What did you do? I shot him.
You shot him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Okay, I've got them. I've got everybody coming out for help. Okay.
Please, please. Don't get out of here again.
Okay, where did you shoot him, ma'am? Where did you shoot him at?
In my house. He's in my bathroom.
No, where is his body? Where in his body did you shoot him?
What?
Where in his body?
He's laying half in my bathroom and half in the hallway. We're not able.
No, no, yeah, like, did you hit it?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, do you recognize him? Is he somebody?
No, I don't recognize him.
Okay, so he came into the bathroom where you were?
I'm in the front bathroom.
Okay.
I said that move.
What is he saying?
He said he thought the house was abandoned. Abandoned house with a car and locked gates and... Yeah. You should be sorry. You knocked, you banged, you tried to get indoors. I heard you out there. Because why should I unlock the door? When you're rattling and beating on everything and trying to climb my fence. I'm not even going to talk to you.
Yeah, there's no need to. The officers gave me there a few extra guys, but every officer on that part of town is responding out there, okay?
Please get somebody here.
Yeah, they're coming out as fast as they can. Are you hurt at all?
I don't know. My face is bleeding. I'm bleeding from some places. I don't know where else. I don't know. He was beating on me.
He was hitting you?
He was beating on me when he found out I was in there. That's why I dropped the phone and I almost dropped the gun. I ended up shooting.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I've got them all coming out as fast as they can. They're arriving in the area now. Okay.
Yeah.
When you hear them at the door, you're gonna have to.
I'm not gonna walk up the top of the stairs.
No, no, no. I'm not gonna want you to leave the bathroom. Yeah, I'm going to have them come to you, but you're going to need to put the gun down. Not near you.
I will.
Okay.
I'm here.
I'm going to wait till you see the officers before I disconnect, okay? Yeah, I'm showing they are there. They should be coming inside.
Okay. Come on back. I put the gun down.
Okay, I'm going to let you go now. Okay. Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
What do you guys think of that?
It's interesting, isn't it?
Did you hear her voice? Did you hear the stress in her voice when the epinephrine dump comes in and she's that close to being killed by a shitbag who's now on the floor begging for his life? I thought the house was empty. You shot me. And he beat her and she was
surprised.
Bleeding.
You shot me. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But talk to us now a little bit about what actually took place there in that call. I know it was interesting.
So she did a lot of right things. She was 47 years old. She sounded older.
Her vocal cords
were so stressed out.
So constricted from the high-end epinephrine.
But her late husband trained her well.
Yes.
Obviously, she had the gun. What mistake she really made was he got too close to her. Because he was beating her.
Yes, he was beating
before
her.
Before she, and she must have had the gun in her hand. Luckily, she didn't lose the gun. This is a problem. Once you commit to pulling a firearm out, you better be committed to using it and keep that space. You know, we do the Tooler drill all the time. You want to keep 21 foot
feet.
Distance here. But let's talk a little bit about this. She stayed on the phone. She described herself. She described what was going on. I don't know where her weapon was. She had a lot of time to access it. How many people listening know where their gun is, okay?
Yeah.
If it's upstairs in your master bedroom in a dial safe, then you don't have a gun. Okay, right. You need a rubber button safe, and you might need more than one gun in the house, depending on where you are. Now, a woman like this, 47 years old, that lives alone, there's no better place than to have the gun on your person all
correct.
The time.
Yeah, yeah, you said
seriously,
that all the time.
To have the gun on your person. Yeah. But you need all need to look at that. The next thing is any room in her house could have been a safe room. She retreated to a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that bathroom had a solid core door and a deadbolt, shitbag ain't getting in till right. the police get there.
Right.
So maybe she wouldn't have had to shoot him.
Right.
Okay? She could have retreated to a safe room and locked the door and stayed on the phone.
And apparently she had the door open to the, because she, when the dispatcher was asking her to describe the person, can you see them? She was able to see their shadows.
Correct.
So the door was open.
Now, he tried to get in through the pet door. And this is something you have to think about, because if you have a monster dog, pet door is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
If a person can squirm through it or they can reach in and unlock or whatever, unlock the door. So be careful with those pet doors. Unless you have a peekaboo or some little, you know, Maltese, don't have a pet door. Open the door and let the dog out and send them back in. Where was the dog?
Right.
This is a question I ask.
A lot of people fall under the misconception that having a dog is going to protect you. Having a dog, you know, they say, don't buy a gun, buy a dog. Well, that's...
But where was the dog?
Yeah.
Was he at the vet? Was he at a play date or something?
Right. I didn't even hear any barking.
Me either.
Yeah.
And if it was a pet door that he could almost fit through, it should be a formidable canine there, right?
Yeah, sure.
Now, the other thing is, so she retreated in a bathroom. You should look at your house. You should put solid core doors on all rooms that have egress, that have windows you can get in and out of, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bedrooms and anything you can retreat to. Now, luckily, she had her cell phone with her. Everybody has old cell phones. Just plug them into those rooms, because you can still dial 911 if you get locked in that room without a cell phone. Okay? Even though it doesn't have any service, it'll dial 911. All modern cell phones. When we come back, I want to continue with deadbolts, pet doors, et cetera, et cetera.
To tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important, since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And we're back.
Okay, so every room should have a deadbolt and a solid core door. Now, she stayed on the phone. After she shot the guy, she told dispatch, I'm not hanging up till the police get there.
Right.
She told the police that.
Right.
That is correct.
Yes.
You have to think about the next thing now. So you're staying on the phone. You're describing yourself to dispatch. You're just going to describe what you wear, what you look like, et cetera, et cetera. got to think about how you're going to let the police in. We talk all about time about having a light stick with a front door key attached to it that she could have hurled out the window so the police can let them in.
So they didn't have to break the door in.
Break the door in. Oh, she might have had to step over that shit bag, and if he's in a hallway and he's still alive, he can grab her. So how? So now the police are going to have to smash themselves in. But you better stay on the radio because you can't put that gun down until you're safe. What if you put the gun down prematurely?
Right.
Okay, and the shitbag grabs the gun on you.
Exactly.
Later on, you're going to be like, I should have, could have, and would have. Now, that call, that 911 call went on for 7 minutes. It took the police seven minutes to get there.
Right.
Average response time is 11 minutes in this country now. So she fell slightly under the average, but you see how long 7 minutes is?
Right.
I want everyone to go back, check your firearm, make it clear. Hold it up with one hand and hold the phone to your ear and time 7 minutes.
For 7 minutes.
Then add that stress element to it, and you tell me how healthy you're going to be.
Yeah, run around the house like 35 times, then come in and do it.
Pick up your gun and put the cell phone to your ear for 7 minutes.
Yep.
Okay, she was alone. Luckily, what if she had screaming kids? We had Sandy Muldoon and Sherry in here. How do you handle screaming kids?
Sure.
Running around
the
if they were alone.
Stress on top of that, trying to curtail the kids, and trying to corral them off into an area.
You're pointing the gun at the bad guy. Your kids come into the room. You're going to point that gun at your kids when you tell them get out of the room.
Right.
You're instinctively going to reflexively point that gun. You get out of the room.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, oh my God, I just pointed the muzzle of the gun at the kids. And your finger's
going
to be on the trigger and not index.
Yes, exactly.
Okay?
Right.
A million things can happen.
Yeah.
So 7 minutes, in the immortal words of Colonel Jeff Cooper, when you need help in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The police arrive in minutes. Now, how would Nicola Buncour from Ceasefire New Jersey handle this?
Oh, well, then she would call the cops again.
How would she handle it? But I want you all to hold your gun up or hold something that weighs 3.5 pounds for 7 minutes with your cell phone to your ear. And Sandy said, run up and down the stairs 50 times first before you do it. And hope you don't go into cardiac arrest or have a blackout.
Right.
Go ahead, Sandy.
The interesting thing I found was, did you hear she said when the dispatcher was she was going back and forth with the dispatcher, I'm sorry I dropped the phone. I almost dropped the gun too.
Because they were fighting. He attacked her. He punched her in the head or something because she was bleeding.
Right.
She didn't know where she was bleeding from. Now, because the adrenaline pump, she probably wasn't bleeding a lot. As soon as the police come and she sat down and relaxed, she's going to start bleeding like a pig. Especially a facial or a head wound, right, Sandy?
Absolutely.
What is it, the vasco system?
Yeah. You see the problem with when you get that shot of adrenaline in there, it acts as a vasoconstrictor. Once that goes away, all of a sudden, and all the vasculature opens up and you're going to bleed.
Now, the next thing is, she was talking on the phone. She was telling him stay down and stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? You heard her say it over and over again. I don't like F words. I don't like S words, okay? Because when your fight or flight reflexes kick in and you lose your fine motor functions and your vocal cords tighten up and you're dependent on gross motor skills, F words come out like this. Freeze!
Yeah.
Stay! Okay? Don't move from the diaphragm. D-words. I learned this from Ayub from Mag 20.
Also,
don't move.
Words.
I have a gun. Okay? It'll make her sound bigger and stronger and menacing.
Yeah.
Cops don't use F-words anymore. It's don't move. I have a gun. Okay?
A lot of cops I know, you still use F-words.
They shouldn't. You should. She should continue to say that. Do not get up or I will shoot you again. This is all being recorded. It's all being recorded on that digital tape, right? So D words. The next thing is when you meet with the police, you have to decide where to put. Was that Winston?
Yes.
He wants you to rub him. When you meet with the police, you have to. What about the element of a barking dog in the background? The police can't hear you.
Yes.
Because your dog is barking violently and they can't hear what you're saying. It's all coming through garbled.
Yes.
You can't run to another room. You can't grab the dog. You have your phone in one hand and you have your gun in the other hand and you have your dog running around screaming and your three kids running around screaming. This woman was fortunate that she was solo at the moment. Now,
exactly.
You have to decide when you commit how you're going to let the police in. You have a gun in your hand. Okay?
Right.
How you're going to have to tell the police, listen, I'm in the bathroom. I can't climb over him. You have to smash the front door in.
Yeah.
When you smash the front door in, you're going to come. You have to describe. You're going to come down a hallway. When you get to that hallway, you're going to see him. I'm standing directly behind him in the bathroom wearing a blue top and black pants, and I have white hair, and I'm holding a .38 revolver. You guys tell me when I should put the gun down. They're going to say, put the gun down now. You're going to say, when you come into the house, you tell me when to put the gun down.
Right.
Because I'm not retreating. And she, all she had to do was retreat back safely into that bathroom. Obviously, every scenario is different. What you do is you put your gun down when the police come and you comply to all of their commands, okay? Do not try to argue, debate, point out the bad guy, point out anything else. Put your hands up. Your two hands should be open, palms facing forward, ear height. Do not raise your hands all the way up over your head. That's what guilty people do when the cops say raise them and freeze. Put your hands up along the same horizontal plane as your ears, palm facing forward. And then whatever the police say, get down on your knees, turn around or anything. From that point, completely comply if they cuff you or not. And then once they got the shitbag cuffed and you cuffed, then at that point on, everything will be safe. They'll uncuff you from that point. Now, after that, you have to talk and think about this. Abraham Lincoln says any man that defends himself in a court of law has a fool for an attorney.
Yep.
Okay, the other thing is there's something known as excited utterances. Excited utterances happen when we're nervous. She's going to be telling the police on the scene, oh, my God, I didn't mean to shoot him. Oh, my God, it all happened so fast. I don't know what happened. It was an accident. I didn't mean it. Need I carry on anymore?
Right.
Now, all of those excited utterances are going to be on that 911 tape.
Absolutely.
Because don't hang up when the police come in. Put the phone down when you put the gun down, but keep it on.
Right.
So it's still recording what is going on, the aftermath, okay?
Right.
So you have to say, officer, I want to comply fully. There's the shit bag. There's his gun or there's his knife, okay? I want to press charges against him. Even if he's dead, you still want to press charges because he's not dead until when, doctor?
Until he's dead.
Until a medical examiner declares
until
him dead,
dead
back at the hospital.
Yes, correct. With a death certificate and a time.
So he's
death.
Still alive at this point, and you want everyone on record to know I'm the good guy or girl. I want to press charges. I want to file a complaint against him.
Mm-hmm.
Officer, I want to comply fully, but right now I need to go to the hospital. I'm experiencing chest pains and shortness of breath. I know a lot of people disagree with this, but we want to minimize the excited utterances.
Look,
we don't want to implicate ourselves.
You don't know what underlying medical condition you have. And
you might have
a
heart attack.
Stress, you could very well have a heart attack.
Let me tell you right now, after the adrenaline dump goes away and the epinephrine's trying to leave your body, she's going to have violent tremors and shakes.
Yes.
Through her whole body. It's not just fear. It's just a way.
Recovering.
I was part of a violent shooting thing 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. After the adrenaline dump, for 2 hours, my hands were shaking like leaves, involuntary. All right. And I ain't no pussy, but they were shaking because I couldn't control it.
It's not, you cannot mentally ward that away.
Correct.
It's
so
a physical reaction.
She needs to get medical help, step right over to shitbag, step on his esophagus or whatever, but get away and then call your lawyer. Before you submit to an interrogation,
call your lawyer. Which is why you should have Evan Knappen's card in your wallet.
If you're in New Jersey.
If you're in New Jersey.
Prince in Pennsylvania. If you're in any other state, find one through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network.
Right.
Okay?
But get one now. Do not wait until.
So there's me tips. I hope I helped everyone that was listening. We have courses for this. We do a home invasion course and everything.
Fantastic courses, too, because we use a lot of simulations,
and
too.
We also pump your adrenaline up, okay? Now, guys, remember, Evan Knappen is going to be here Friday, October 17th, the entire day. You really want to come and check it out. Also, a couple of classes we have. On Sunday, September 21st, NRA Certified Range Safety Officer. Tuesday, September 23rd, Psychology and Firearms. Important class to take, especially if you want to survive a home invasion.
Yes.
Psychology, Law Enforcement, and Corrections. Tuesday, September 30th.
So
taught
if you're
by
in law
a doctor.
You need to come.
Yes. Saturday, September 22nd, Atenzia Kali Protective Pen for you people that can't carry anything else that live in a stupid state like ours, okay? Come by to the range and check it out. Stop by the FU Bloomberg Lounge. Labor Day, we gave away 725 Hebrew National hot dogs and 50 tofu dogs. Alexander Rubian ate 5 tofu dogs by himself, that fat bastard.
Oh, man.
Okay? What a day we had here, Labor Day. Come down, show your support, hang out in the FU Bloomberg Lounge. Support those who support us. If you're thinking about sponsoring the show, email us and we'll let you know if you pass muster.
If you want to reach 1 million listeners and potential customers every single week. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Winston the dog, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Say goodbye, Winston.
From sea to the shine.